For more information about Ancient Dragon Zen Gate and Tygon's teaching, please visit us at ancientdragon.org.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'm very happy to have Dawn here giving the Dharma talk tonight. Dawn is leads our meditation and recovery group Tuesday evenings. She's on our practice council and has been a member of the board and our work leader. And so thank you very much for giving a talk tonight, Dawn.
Well, thanks for having me talk. And I came up with, when Tygon asked me to talk, it took me a while to come up with something to talk about, but one of the things I'd been thinking about lately is something that I had noticed at Hogetsu's house. And I go there to help her sew, or help in the sewing room there at her house. And on a couple of her altars, there are pictures of the cosmic mudra, of one in particular, and the first one I ever noticed was on one altar, was and it's just the mudra. It's like just this, the midsection, and just a statue, you know. So it's this cosmic mudra. It's like, what is that? And it's like right underneath the statue that's there, and it's just kind of this odd. So it really caught my eye anyhow. And so, you know, I really kind of thought about that. And I don't think I noticed the other one, or maybe the other one wasn't there. But it really caught my eye. And then I'd been thinking about it and sitting with it, and then really kind of paying attention to my own cosmic mudra, right? My own little hands going on. And so then she showed and pointed out a picture of three of her teachers. And it's kind of the same, it's the midriff, you know, and they're all three in a row sitting, and it's on a different altar. And so it's just quite amazing to look at and to see these cosmic mudras sitting there. And so that's obviously what I'm here to talk about tonight, because, at first I wasn't sure if it would be a talk, but then I was like asked and thought, yes, it would be a talk. And so I thought it was a cool kind of practice, and I don't know if that's what it is for Hogetsu, I guess, but maybe it is, but to have that there, to sit and look at this, you know, and it's not the whole body, like, I don't notice it so much when it's just, like, somebody's whole body there, you know, like, but to sit and have just that, you know, it's like having, you know, just one particular sutra out of the chant book, you know, it's right there, you know, it's right there in focus. So then, like, I'd always had the same picture on my little screensaver or whatever, and Amory played a trick on Basil and I and put something goofy up or creepy or something, I don't know, weird. And so I was like, I'll find my own cosmic mudra image to put up, right? And so I did, and I spent a while looking, right, because it had to be just perfect, of course. And, you know, it had to have the circle, you know, it had to, you know, I wanted it to be just so. And because that's an important part too. It's not just like it's the circle too, I think, is so important. And so I found one and I put it up, and I just absolutely adore it. I love it. I love sitting down and it totally catches my eye. It's these hands and it's all against, you know, the kind of the black. And it really makes me kind of think about that and think about my practice and think about how I sit, because I think lately in my sitting practice, I feel very wobbly and like off center. And so I think while I'm sitting and I kind of go through my, you know, situation, I, you know, I'm going through way too much. Like, I'm thinking too much about like everything. And I wonder, you know, if I'm just thinking about one particular thing, and especially like with where the cosmic mudra, you know, where you hold it and what it is, and I'll kind of talk about that in a little bit, but that can, you know, be important, maybe, I don't know, but it can be helpful, you know, just to maybe focus on one thing instead of the whole picture and do a little bit, you know, adjusting here and there. So I also like was wondering more of what it means, just more of what it means and what it meant in the history. But that was like hard for me to find like in like way back in the history, like if it meant the same thing now, like in it, whether it did in the history, and maybe other people have more knowledge on that later on. But it, you know, so I also wonder if, so these are all like questions. I mean, this is what's been coming up for me. And so like, I wonder if other people ever think about their cosmic mudra, you know, and you look around and everybody's is so different, like different, and all the images like that I was looking through, very different, you know, because like I worry, I'm like, okay, are my thumbs supposed to be touching my gut, you know, like, or are they supposed to be out? And like, you know, like I wonder these things, and like, you know, is it, you know, are my arm, you know, and I know it's not, you know, it's not, it's okay, it's all good, but like I just wonder, I'm kind of curious, you know, what is the oh, and then there was I'm sorry, let's see. What I do like, I will say, about the cosmic mudra and when I'm sitting, is I can really notice my breath in my gut, and I really love my breath and my belly, and I can really feel that with my thumbs, and I really appreciate that, and that helps me with my breathing too, is to help me kind of feel that and the energy that is there. And I think that there's, you know, like I know I have it written down later, is the hara, I believe, is there supposed to be, right? The hara is like kind of that center there. And and I think that there's a lot of energy, and that's, you know, right there. And so, you know, I love that right there. I think it feels good. And so I like that my hands are there so I can feel that. And sometimes I worry about blocking the energy. Like, is it possible to block the energy? You know, like, these are real questions, you know, like, real thoughts that, you know, I kind of am curious about. But just, there was a quick, I know you guys most of you have heard this, but Shunryu Suzuki, you know, has this cosmic mudra instruction. And so, you know, I think a lot of us have heard this, but from Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, and so I wanted to read it. I thought it was sweet. So it says, your hands should form the cosmic mudra. If you put your left hand on top of your right, middle joints of your middle fingers together, and touch your thumbs lightly together as if you held a piece of paper between them, your hands will make a beautiful oval. You should keep this universal mudra with great care, as if you were holding something very precious in your hand. Your hands should be held against your body with your thumbs at about the height of your navel. Hold your arms freely and easily and slightly away from your body, as if you held an egg under each arm without breaking it. And I just thought that was sweet. And sometimes I forget that, you know, and maybe to keep my arms out a little bit more, or maybe, you know, to not hold my thumbs, you know, so close, you know. It also reminded me of a movie, and I think it might have been the Dogen movie that we watched here. It was raining. It was a scene where it was raining, and there was a group of children. And there was a teacher instructing the kids how to you know, sit in zazen, and I think it was a woman, maybe it was a man, I don't remember, who was walking around kind of making sure everything was going just so. I think there was a little girl sitting like this, or, you know, something close, and you know, the teacher's like, what, you know, you're supposed to, you know, this is it. Well, I'm keeping Buddha out of the rain. You know, protecting her from the, or protecting, yeah, her from the rain. And so it was very sweet, and that's what I think of when he says, you know, like, you're holding something very precious, and I think that we are, like, and so I think looking at those pictures and really kind of just pointing that out in my head to, like, just kind of think about that and think about what we're holding in our hands, and whether it's energy or just ourselves and our body. So I did want to say, so out of the Hera, when I was talking about the Hera, which is, you know, right around here, like, it said, what I was, this was off the internet, it says, in the circle, there's energy, ki, which is, I think, the Japanese, maybe, and, or life force energy. Comes from out of the Hera or the Dartien, the center. So the Hera is the 3 inches down and 2 inches behind our navel. So there is that energy, I think, and I think that, and it's really important for our center of balance and gravity, you know. And so then I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, if I just had this just so too, maybe I wouldn't be all wobbly. But maybe I'm just meant to be wobbly, you know, and that's okay. Let's see. Where did I think I missed it. There was something I wanted to say about. Did I already say something about fingernails?
No.
Where I'm sitting, and this is a really big thing for me, and I always, if I don't get my fingernails just so, and that's another thing with the sitting, like, I'll feel my fingernails, and it'll really, like interfere with my, I'll really focus on that. Like, I'll just, like, oh, that's really annoying. And I brought a friend here who had never meditated before, and I brought her here from Minneapolis. Well, she was here from Minneapolis, I brought her here. And her first time, and the first thing she said, how'd it go? She said, I wish I would have clipped my thumbnails, because the whole time that's all she focused on. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I'm glad I wasn't the only one to kind of have that situation, because it can be distracting. There are things, it's just like sitting, like if you, any part of your body, you know, there might be something that's very distracting. Found something too with Reb Anderson in the book Being Upright, but I think it was also, it's by Shunryu Suzuki. It's something that he says in here. It says Suzuki Roshi taught that forming the mudra in your hands with the full mind means that your mind pervades your whole body. He also noted that at first you may feel some restriction in practicing with this mudra. When you are not disturbed by the restriction, you have found the meaning of the imperturbable mind of effortless practice. The way that you hold the hands together depends on the way that you hold your entire body. It includes the way that you hold your wrists, forearms, elbows, upper arms, shoulders, neck, and head, upper back, lower back, both sides of your torso, and, of course, your abdomen and legs. The whole body is involved in this way of holding the hands. The whole body brings forth this mudra, and this mudra brings forth the whole body. Concentrating on the mudra, you concentrate on the whole body. Thus, holding your hands in the ceremonial way, you realize the interdependence of all the different parts of the body. The dawning of this vision of the interdependence of the whole body opens up a greater vision of the interdependence of your body with all animate and inanimate beings throughout the universe. Just as the whole body brings forth the mudra and the mudra brings forth the body brings forth the whole universe and the whole universe brings forth the body. When you practice upright sitting with this mudra, you've got the whole world in your hands. Thus, it is called the cosmic concentration mudra. I think that's absolutely just wonderful. I just love that. I in some ways, just like back on the basic, the body part, you know, like what I was saying, like maybe if, you know, something was just right, you know, I would, you know, wouldn't be rocking or tilting. But I also thought, you know, when I have, when I'm sleepy, you know, like my hands slide down, or my thumbs, especially those thumbs again, those thumbs slide down. I slide down into my lap, and then my whole body goes forward. If I'm upset, you know, or mad, or even happy, you know, or excited, you know, my thumbs kind of point up, my joints lock up, you know, my shoulders go up, my chin juts out. I mean, the whole, it's all, you know, it gets all goofy, you know, it's like, it's you know, how it all works together. And like, and then I think that can really kind of, I mean, I can hear people, you know, when I think about connecting with other people or being interconnected, like I think just about the initial, like, right, or in my own surroundings, you know, and kind of like if I hear the person next to me, their breath really slowing down, I'm like, oh, I wonder if they're sleeping. And is that affecting me? Or, you know, am I getting sleep? You know, I don't know. You know, like, I wonder about that. And I wonder if, oh, I'm kind of getting, feeling sleepy. And I'm very, yeah, I mean, really. And so, or, you know, I don't know. So just those kind of things, just at a basic level, you know. But I really loved what he had to say, that we were just all connected, and he really took it out there and went with it. So I thought that was really cool. You know, there are all sorts of mudras out there. I was trying to come up with a couple to show you, you know. There was the one which was the Earth Witness Mudra, you know, which like Hogetsu had kind of, I think you talked about maybe that one and maybe the No Fear Mudra. But the Earth Witness Mudra, I think, is the you sit left hand, palm up in lap, and the right hand touching the ground. And I believe that was when the mudra Buddha took when he was enlightened. And it represents unshakability and steadfastness. And like once I learned about these, I thought, well, it might be neat to kind of just try sitting that way once. I don't know how that would be interesting. Like, I don't know how comfortable that would be, but it would be interesting to sit like that and just kind of check that out. And I like the unshakability and steadfastness. You know, this one is, you know, for meditating and for, you know, to kind of balance and that. But, you know, that's kind of neat. And there was the No Fear Mudra. And this one was kind of confusing, but I think it was the stand, because only because... Yeah, well, but there was, but some of them meant different things. Like if you're sitting, it was like something else, I thought. So
let's just palm up.
Yeah,
just like
palm up.
Like the Native American how.
But yeah, it was.
Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah, but if you were standing, I think you would have your palm out, maybe, but maybe not. But, so. Those were just a couple. There was this other one I was trying to get, but I couldn't quite get the hang of it. And, you know, I mean, that was just more, you know, for me to check out. But I just really appreciated seeing those and seeing the Cosmic Mudra in that way and having that brought to my attention and having that now be a part of my practice and being able to share it with you. And so, you know, that's really all I have for you, but I'd really be curious for, comments or, you know, from you. So thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, Dawn. Just to add a tiny bit to that.
Yeah, please.
So I really appreciate, this is very practical about our sitting and about our zazen and this cosmic mudra that we do in meditation, holding our hands in this oval against our hara, against our belly, is very important. But and in Vajrayana or Tantric Buddhism, there's many, many more mudras or hand positions, but we do actually quite a few of them. I mean, this gassho that we do all the time is a mudra. And anyway, there are many that we do here as well, but this is so basic, and you described very well how centering it is for us. So thank you. Comments or responses, Nyoza?
Yeah, Don, I really enjoyed that talk. As we were talking, you know, early on, for the first time, I never thought about it this way. I'm sort of having, oh yeah, the whole Buddha mudra. It's like this dependently co-arising thing, you know. And then boom, you read this thing from Rev. Anderson, which surely I've read a couple of times, but I didn't remember it. And it's like, oh yeah, and it does make such a difference. And I don't have any conclusion about this, but I notice that I don't pay much attention around here to what people do with their mudra, but with the group down in Hyde Park, because they are people that I think I pretty much have instructed all of them in Zazen, and this seems to be a point. You know, I keep trying to say this is, you know, not up here. You know, really, you know, take some time, get your thumbs up there. And it seems to be a bit of a point of resistance. And I've been trying to figure that out. And I think that your talk really helps me with that because it's kind of like I don't know that one part is more important than another, but it's sort of what, in a way, kind of brings the overall mudra together. And if you're, for whatever reason, a little reluctant to do that, you know, I don't know. It's just an interesting phenomenon. I notice that people will sort of with me, and then I get to the hands, and they're like, The other thing, just a quick comment, is that it's interesting. I've sat with other mudras in different situations, and, you know, I've never, like, thought about why or how or what, but it does, you know, different mudras seem to make a difference to the, you know, quality of everything else that's going on. It's very interesting. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Just to add to what Nyozon said, the people here too, sometimes people have their hands out, and really, it makes a difference to really, so you've, I don't know about the thumb, and maybe it doesn't have to be actually against your belly, but the little fingers need to be against your belly. You really need to be holding it in. If it's out here, you lose a lot of energy. It's a yogic thing. So to hold that against your belly, and it seems to be individual. Some people here hold it higher than others, and that, so you have to find what feels centered for you, but it really does need to be against your belly. But then just to add to what Nyozon said, in terms of the idea of mudra is a physical gesture, hand gesture or posture that represents something, like gasho represents, not represents, gasho is respect, gratefulness, appreciation. But Dogen also talks about our whole Zazen posture is mudra, is Buddha's mudra in our whole body and mind. So this idea of mudra is very important. Other comments or responses for Dawn, please.
When you were talking, like, I was realizing, like, I really don't pay attention to this either. But then when I was thinking about it, I think I also have resistance because of the nail thing, the thumbnail thing. And then that reminded me of, you know, I used to play the violin. I never got into that very much because, again, I was like, I'm not going to cut my nails. But I think it's nice to think, well, I don't need to cut my nails. I just need to figure out how to make this work. So, but then I should also think about why I'm, like, so resistant to it. So thank you, because I wasn't really thinking about it before.
But I think the idea, too, of working around something, too, sometimes is an okay thing. Because, like, even when I cut my nails, like, super short, like, I can still feel them. Like, I mean, but if they get even the tiniest bit long, one's going under the other. And that's what kind of, just the tiniest bit. And it's just like, and then I just have to sit with it, you know, and just sit with it. And it's okay. And but, yeah, if they're long, then and you just work with that, yeah.
What does thank you for your talk. What does mudra mean literally, and why is this the cosmic one?
Well, mudra, I think in Sanskrit it means like ring or circle, I believe, or seal, maybe.
Seal.
Seal, I think. I'm sorry. And
seal like a stamp of approval.
Yeah, but I'm not sure of the cosmic part. Maybe you can... Does anybody... Because I'm not going to...
Well, because it's like cosmic, man.
I think that...
It's, they say that they say to hold your whole mind and the whole cosmos in your mudra here, and it's sort of the idea of the hara that Dawn was talking about is as the center of your being, and you know, like Dawn was reading, the center of your being is the center of all being and interdependently. So it's this nexus of connection. That's part of it.
I'm sorry, did you just say the center of your being is the center of all beings?
The center of your being is the center of all beings, is the center of every being.
That's very profound. I've never heard that before. Very interesting. Thank you.
Chad.
I do this sometimes when I'm meditating and I'm thinking, how close can I get my thumbs to each other and feel them touching and hold them together so that they're barely touching and not push them together or pull them apart. And that, to me, that's a challenge, and I will do this for a while I'm meditating, but then I get tired of it, and so I don't do it anymore. And I feel that the mudra is concerned with how much your thumbs are touching, and so it does help you focus for a while on this. Although it seems until it becomes a distraction, I don't know whether it's a distraction or whether focusing on it is a good idea as a method of meditation. And then I wanted to mention one more thing, if you don't mind. It comes from someplace else. But I've had a yoga teacher, and I'm sure everybody has heard of this yoga teacher. His name is Gabriel Halpern. And one of the things that we did in his class was go through mudras. And there were about 10 or 15 of them. And we did one a week, and we would add one each week until we went through the whole series. And that was a really, really interesting series of things to do. I would like to do that again with a teacher, because I thought that was kind of wonderful. But I do like this cosmic mudra, and I do try to focus on it for a while. I'm glad to learn that you can rest your little fingers against your belly, because holding it out becomes so difficult. It's really distracting.
Yeah, you shouldn't hold it out. You should hold it against. So what you're saying, excuse me, Dawn, did you want have some comments?
I'm all good.
What you're saying about the tension involved and the dynamic tension involved is good, but also there's a balancing, and it should be both, one way it's said is like holding a piece of paper between your thumbs. So not pressing too tightly, no space between them. But it's also restful. It's restful, and yet there's a kind of, the yogic aspect is there's a dynamic kind of energy also. So it shouldn't be so tense that it's distracting. It's restful. And yet, there's a dynamic awareness there. So there's that balance. Jim.
I'm getting a feeling sometimes familiar stuff I pretty much figured I was familiar with, which is getting more and more unfamiliar, realizing what I don't grasp. I just get pieces of this, and perhaps people can help set me straight. But the mudras, they're always with the hands, is that right? No. Okay.
I'm sorry, yes. But then also it's our whole body too.
Mm-hmm. But is that separately from the hands? In other words, aren't the hands always involved? This is just from looking at the various statues.
Most of the mudras refer to the hands and also sometimes the arms. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you have any comments on mudras in terms of what Jim's asking?
No.
Okay.
Well, if you don't have hands, the hands aren't involved.
But anyway, they also seem to be signs, symbolic, analogous to traffic signs. This is displayed, that is displayed. Signs and also deeds, actions, having a certain effect, or there to have a certain reality that one can go to and draw from. And all of this is seeming more and more interesting to me and more and more mysterious. Can people help me put those things together?
Most of the mudras that I read about, and again, this is just from the internet that I've read, so you know, you just don't ever know about these things, but they you know, would name like what it meant, and this was not all Buddhist, it would be Indian, from India, and so because some of them were just from dancing, and that would be more like the from India, and that was dance and stuff like that, but that even those, they would have meaning and what it was supposed to maybe invoke or do, you know, it seemed like. And but also with the but for sure with the Buddhist ones that I saw, they all seemed like they had meaning, and yeah, they were supposed to
invoke, and perhaps also evoke.
Maybe is that the better word?
To bring forward.
Yeah, they're modes of expression. So what you said, I think, is right, Jim. But these are ways of expressing something and also learning something, but not in an intellectual way, but in a physical way. So we learn our Zazen posture as a whole expresses something. It's modeled after the posture of the Buddha. So we're following the mudra of the Buddha's body as a way of expressing that sense of calm. And then each of these hand gestures or other gestures, so like this as gassho, as a way of expressing and also incorporating physically what respect is.
Expressing the calm in this case and inducing it.
Yes.
At the same time. The whole notion of the connection with the dance is really really touches off a whole range of associations, because that dance is a kind of ongoing speech or narrative in itself, the successive postures, and especially the hands, although otherwise. And so it's an ongoing flow of expression.
Not just in Hinduism or Indian religion, but also in branches of Tibetan Buddhism, there are Buddhist ritual dances that are maybe related historically to Indian dance, but are expressions of Buddhist mudra teaching ritual. Yes, yes.
And they certainly have these dances in Tibet, but there are also forms of practice, and I obviously can't do them, but I mean, part of the practice itself just, you know, involves going through whole series of mudras, oftentimes with a double dorje, a vajra, thunderbolt and a bell. So, you know, you see people going through these things, and then they ring the bell. And it is kind of a dance. I don't know if there's a narrative to it, but it's, I mean, I don't know about Tibetan sadhana, but it's very interesting to watch. Beautiful.
Yeah. This was not just in Tibet, but also in Japan and Japanese esoteric Buddhism, which was part of the basis of what all of Japanese Buddhism developed from historically, including Soto Zen.
Perhaps, among other things that can be related to the whole matter of forms, Zen, the enactment of Zen, being a whole set of forms, and you can get focused on them. You can overdo them to some extent, and focus,
thank you. That's actually an important point, and that's worthy of a whole talk in itself. But our ritual forms here, the forms of service that we all did, but that Nyozan led us to in tonight, and the ritual forms of making offerings, all come out of that tradition as well, actually directly. So the way in which we offer incense, the way in which we make various other offerings is part of that tradition as well. So there's a representation of respect and making offerings to Buddha, and tonight we did a memorial service making offerings to beings who've passed and to bodhisattvas. So all of the forms and the way we move around in the Zendo too actually comes out of one of those traditions. So you can see that as a kind of spatial mudra, actually. Nathan.
I just thought of something that Buckminster Fuller said. Buckminster Fuller was an inventor, an engineer, 20th century inventor. And he once said, I think, that if you look at your hand, you're not just looking at hand, you're looking at the universe's capacity for making a hand. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the whole cosmic mudra idea. You know, you have your hand in the cosmic mudra. It's not just your hands making the cosmic mudra. It's the universe making your hands make a cosmic mudra.
Well, on that note, thank you all very much. Thank you, Don, for expressing our Zazen practice. Any last comments or responses? Ogetsu, please.
I think hands are pretty amazing evolutionary achievements. And there's also something about the awareness of hands, because, you know, our typical thing is to grab or to push away. So actually watching, you know, what's expressed in the hands and having a nice containment for the hands, it feels very comforting to me. And restraining those habits. Thank you for reminding me of that, Don, and everyone else in the room.